And there you are, and here we are. A very good morning to you. Welcome along to the Bromley Saturday morning get-together here. My name's Mick Smith, and you are? You could introduce yourself. You can get in touch with us, as always, on our Bromley Radio Facebook group page. And, of course, you can email us, bromleyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening to this on a Monday morning at 10 a.m, then yes, this is a replay of Saturday's show. And of course, podcast, yes. Go to your podcast store and you can download and listen to Bromley Radio Saturday morning get together there. So just go to your podcast store and look for Bromley Radio. So that's the introductions and the bit of information out the way. How was your week? Well, I'll tell you what, we had plenty of this, didn't we? That bit of rain. And if it wasn't raining, it was... or maybe both. Windy as well. But the sun is trying to get through. Just checked out the Bromley Radio Barometer. And it is high. Sort of reading you would expect on a barometer. High air pressure. The sort of thing you would associate with the summer and prolonged days of sunshine. So hopefully that's just around the corner. But yeah, it's still a bit breezy out there today. There we go. So we're hoping to speak to our ULEZ reporter, Gemma. Now, she witnessed something quite disturbing there as just normal Bromley, or I should say, just normal citizens demonstrating. The crowd that were demonstrating, the ULEZ crowd that were demonstrating there in Tooting last Saturday, were no different to the guys and girls that I've stood alongside with there. The last one, of course, I was there with them, was down there at Elmer's End. They'd done nothing different from then to what was alleged in Tooting. Anyway, we're going to catch up with Gemma in a few minutes' time after we got ourselves sorted out here. And whilst we're doing that, let's have...
I am the morning, you are the light. You make the morning such a beautiful thing.
She's to BromleyRadio at gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
Ashley, and Never Gonna Give You Up. What a song that was. Just exploded out the radio, didn't it, with this guy with his big booming voice. And he's still going strong as well, yes.
And I see it's a pimp.
Lee Allen, daughter of Keith Allen, the actor, and LDN. And yes, there in the background you can hear, getting ready to talk to us, Gemma, our ULEZ reporter. Gemma, are you there?
Hi Nick, yes, I'm here.
Very good. Now, you was on a demonstration and you shared with me something quite disturbing, really, just about people demonstrating and peacefully demonstrating, I will hasten to add. And as I said before, I've stood shoulder to shoulder with you at several demonstrations with the rest of the good people that are against this ULEZ policy. And obviously, we've only got a few more weeks to wait until we make our voices heard at the ballot box. But Gemma, please tell us what happened there last Saturday, because it was very disturbing.
It was really disturbing. As you say, we're a peaceful lot, peaceful bunch of protesters. No trouble anywhere we've been, which is we've been protesting now for near on 18 months and never had any trouble. We went to Tooting and we believe we were somewhere nearby Mr. Khan's house. Not that any of us particularly knew where that was or was trying to get to his house in any manner. We were just by the shops, as we do with Elmer's End and everywhere else we've been. We go by shops where there's locals, where we can get our voices heard. Had our signs up, shaking our signs, nothing that you haven't already seen of us, nothing at all. To be honest, we got there at about 12:30. We was a little bit late getting there. And on arrival, my first thing was, oh, there's quite a lot of police here. Didn't really think anything of it. It wasn't until probably 15, 20 minutes later, the message sort of went round that they were putting a dispersal image on us, Section 42, which seems a little bit, you know, why? What have we done? We're not doing anything wrong. We're just standing here. The public seemed to be with us. There was nothing from the public to say that they wasn't happy with what we were doing. And, yeah, it kind of went on from there, to be honest, until all of a sudden they said to take the signs down, which people actually, you know, we made the decision to start removing the signs, basically. And, you know, why should we be creating, you know, it's not worth the trouble. We'll move along. We'll go off elsewhere. We'll take the signs down, which is what had just started happening when all I can say is police officers from all directions blocking the roads just appeared, basically, and very, very intimidating police officers. Not nice, you know, talking to us, oh, yes, take your signs down, do this, you know, literally looking for an arrest. And it was obviously all pre-planned. I mean, quite clearly it was all pre-planned from, obviously the messages got out from our social media that's where we were going to be. And obviously our London mayor didn't like the idea of us being quite so close to home, I guess.
Yes, and of course, when these demonstrations are anticipated, I think you have to let the police know in the area that you're going to go to. Is that right?
We do, yeah. I mean, that is kind of an issue, I guess, that, you know, they are told where we're going. You know, it's all over social media, so there's no surprises as to where we are. They turn up at every single one. But, yeah, I mean, there's never been, you know, the police always pop along to see what's going on, have a chat with us, always actually very friendly. Obviously, they have to remain unanimous. They can't say their points of view because of their job, which is fair enough. But they're always very friendly with us. But on this occasion, I mean, if anyone's seen the footage of the arrests made, they literally just started grabbing anyone that was on the way.
Where can one see the footage of, like, the arrests and all of that being made? Where would one be able to see those?
Well, anyone that's on any of the groups, Action for ULEZ, any of the local groups, I can certainly share some with Bromley Radio.
Yes.
This is our big problem, to be honest. The media aren't covering it. I had an interview with The Sun, and that wasn't covered. GB News has been in touch with people. That hasn't been covered. And it's all because of the political stance being so close now. They're not allowed to.
No, that's right.
They're not allowed to cover these things. So we're really trying to get our voices heard about what's happened. Our biggest one yet, I think, is one of our group members had an interview yesterday with Jeff Buys Cars, who's a YouTuber, very respected YouTuber. We watch him anyway, and he's great. And he's done a whole segment for us on what happened. So some of the footage will be on there, which I believe is going out tonight. But, yeah, we're really asking people to share this around, because it really is atrocious. If you see the people getting arrested, I mean, a lady sitting on the floor, just removing, as you know, some people wear dinosaur costumes, removing her dinosaur costume, and the arrest was absolutely horrendous. They gave her 3 seconds to move, and she can't move in that time due to certain ailments, disabilities. And, you know, within that 3 seconds, they had the cuffs going on her. Her hair was pulled. She was manhandled, as was another man that was there holding her dog for her. Even the dog was taken into the police station. They wouldn't even let her sort out the dog. And these are peaceful people. You know, senior citizens,
they're senior citizens, the majority of them, aren't they? Retired people. People that are in the autumn of their lives. They're not like, you know, like the Stop Oil mob that have been gluing themselves to roads and all sorts of things. But I'm just saying, this is so out of proportion, isn't it?
They was an easy target. I think the police officers that came along that day, I mean, I kid you not, there was about 300 of them. We was outnumbered by 3-1, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, easily 3-1. And as I say, no one calls in a problem. What a waste of taxpayers' money. And then when I got home that night, to hear that there'd been real crimes happening, it was all over the London news, real crimes happening. There'd been other stabbings. There'd been all sorts going on. At the time, when we had 300 police officers standing with us, you know, crazy, absolutely crazy. But the 5 arrests were all peaceful protesters, all people that are there at most, if not all, of the demonstrations, never had any problems, just there shaking their signs, talking to people, doing absolutely nothing wrong. The most well-respected people you can ever imagine.
Yes, indeed.
And they were, you know, unlawfully, I believe, arrested for, you know, we've got the arrests on camera, and they seriously was not doing anything wrong to warrant the way they were manhandled and pulled about. It was just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. What I will say is, after people were arrested, have any charges been brought against any of them?
No charges. They've been released with no charge. They are on bail, which means I believe they can't go into certain areas, such as Tooting. Not that anyone wants to go back to Tooting anyhow.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, there's no no charges being made. And, yeah, hopefully when they go back for their bail date, hopefully it will all be dropped. But even so, I mean, this has had a severe impact on, you know, mental health and well-being.
Exactly.
How they're feeling right now, how they trust our police. Yeah. You know, how we all trust our police right now, because it seems like they're Khan's army at the moment.
Well, exactly.
To be able to get that amount of people, that amount of our police officers there, you know, we're the taxpayers. We're the ones that are reading this news every day and hearing about the absolutely awful things happening.
Yeah.
And it all came a day after we'd just done a knife crime event outside City Hall.
That's right.
I think I shared to you.
Yes, and we shared that here on Bromley Radio. Yes. Well, and that was organised by Councillor Simon Thorthrop.
It was. He's done an amazing job there.
Indeed.
It was really good, really short notice, and it was really heartfelt and, you know, really hit home, certainly to me, to see all them names of people under 20s that have all lost their lives to knife crime.
Yeah.
And then
shocking.
To one day later, you know, less than 24 hours later, we're there with 300 police officers, you know, having a treating us like this for standing on a pavement, basically.
And this is the problem. Who runs the police in London? Is it the Commissioner of Police or is it the Mayor of London? You know, that's the problem.
Certainly left, yeah, it certainly told me who runs it, I'm afraid. I mean, they did, just to add, they did, you know, some of the people arrested were actually making their way to their cars to go home. There was a wall of police officers stopping people, and they were going to cars to put their signs away. And this was explained to the police officers. They could have stood back and watched them go and do this, but they chose to arrest them instead. But yeah, that's what people were doing. Nobody was trying to get past the wall of the police other than to leave the vicinity of the area, which they could have walked with them, watched them go to their cars, watched them leave the area. But personally, I think the police were drafted in the day before, you know, told they was all on extra time, all on extra money out of our pockets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to turn up mob handed like that and to not make any arrests would have, you know, shown it for what it really is. So some arrests had to be made, I believe, and that's exactly what they've done. They've made an example of these poor five people and the dog.
Poor dog got an arrest on his record now. But here's another thing. There are ramifications, shall I say, because certain countries you go to, you have to fill out an immigration form. The USA, for example. And on it, it will say, as you're filling it out on the plane before you meet with the customs person, have you ever been arrested?
Absolutely.
Would now have to put that on your record, because now, because of computers talk with each other now. So if you don't say it, then you're going to get, they could refuse to let you in for lying.
Yeah, this was brought up by one of our members, that her husband was arrested, and she brought this up. She's, I'm actually seeing her at the Crayford protest in a little while, and Martin, who was arrested, and they've both said that they'll speak to me so that you can air their feelings on it. And I'm sure this will come up, because this is one of the things that she was very concerned about. You know, say we want to travel over there, say we want to go on a holiday. He's not allowed to go. For what reason?
Yeah, exactly. And I will say this, Gemma, through my previous experience, looking after fellow union members out there on the road, do not take a police caution, because that... So in other words, well, we're not going to arrest you or charge you, but we're going to give you a caution. Do not ever take that, because that stays on your record.
Wow, okay, well, that's interesting to know, but...
You say to them, you either charge me or let me go. And if they say, we're going to put you in the cells to think about that, fine. Wait in the cells. They've got nothing. It's almost like you holding your hands up for something that you haven't done. They haven't got enough to charge you. They haven't got enough for it to go to the Crown Prosecution Service. So therefore, but that caution stays on your record.
I can believe it. And they, I mean, just to add, these people, as you say, a lot of them are older people.
Yes.
And they have medication to take. And they wasn't, you know, they wasn't allowed to have their medication. There was, you know,
or
one of them has diabetes.
Yeah, if
he wasn't allowed his phone to check.
Yeah.
You know, real, you know, treated as if they were real criminals.
But
you know, not given any kind of nothing, no sort of care in there, which if they were murderers or rapists,
it's a sense of proportion, isn't it? And the thing is, this has gone on for many years, where innocent people have been criminalised.
They have, and
because they're easy targets.
It was really sad.
Yeah,
it was really sad to see. And I just urge anyone listening to this to take the time to just look at our social media, and please share, because we're just coming up against black holes with everything, trying to get this news out there. And it's something that people need to see. It is really, really harrowing to watch. And, you know, to know, you know, trust me, these people are good people, wouldn't hurt a fly. And it's, just urge you to watch it. Watch all the YouTube things that are coming out, the media, share it around. And please make sure you're registered to vote by April the 16th, ready for the May the 2nd elections, because it is so important to get this mayor out. He's a power-hungry person that needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly not good for Bromley, that's for sure. All right, Gemma.
He's not doing anything. No, thank you. I will send you over, though, if you can put it out to your listeners. I'll be talking to some of our convicts later.
Yes.
So.
Well, they're not. They've not actually been found guilty in a court of law.
No,
so therefore,
they're not convicts in any way, shape or form.
No, yeah, yeah.
Being friends, we do like to have a giggle with them now. That
yeah,
they're,
of course.
You know, what
yeah.
sort of people are we associating with?
Yes.
No, they're the loveliest people. So please do everything you can to support them and just share this around so people hear what's been going on.
All right, Gemma. Well, thanks ever so much, as always, for being our girl on the ground there, reporting from the ULEZ demonstrations. And we look forward to seeing and being shoulder to shoulder with you. Maybe very
you.
Soon. And and as always,
nice.
As always,
thank
we're going to play this for Madness, Driving in My Car. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
As always, a big thank you to our ULEZ reporter, Gemma. It's the Saturday morning get-together here. Have you checked out our Bromley Radio Facebook group page? Well, you're more than welcome to join us there and just to see what we've got going on there. Yes. The Burnt Ash Drama Association Picnic at Hanging Rock is on, and you can get tickets for that. But if you wish to know more about it, then check out our Bromley Radio Facebook group page. So the Burnt Ash Drama Association Picnic at Hanging Rock. And then Lucy has posted, and she's been featured here. Buy nearly new children's items at award-winning pop-up market. So, yeah, that's the one in Chislehurst, I believe. So that's just a couple of things. Oh, yes. And we've got the last day today of Camp Elite. So that is a place you could send your young'uns to mix with other people and learn skills for kids aged 4 to 12. Well, it has been quite busy, but the good news is we're going to share it here and now with you, our brand new website. The Bromley Radio website will be, for the first time, will be open on the 1st of May. So we're really looking forward to that. We're just making some little, I don't know, I think they're called snags, but generally speaking, it's looking really, really good. So a big thank you to our friend Vikram. And more about him and his company a little later on. As we get closer to that May the 1st, the unveiling of the Bromley Radio website. All right, what should we do now? Well, it's a little early, but we're going to do this anyway. It's the... Yes. It's the countdown. When I say the countdown, it's the number one songs. However, the number one songs this week are exactly the same as last week. So the number ones from 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago, exactly the same this week as they were last week. So therefore, we thought, what were the number one albums this week in 1964, 74, 84 and 94? Well, the Beatles at the time had a double top. In other words, they had the number one song and the number one album with the Beatles, which was the number one album. And from that, this is the Beatles, and You've Really Got a Hold on Me. The Beatles from With The Beatles, that's You've Really Got A Hold On Me, the number one album this week back in 1964. So in 1974, yes, this ties in quite well with The Beatles, as it's The Carpenters, the singles, 1969 to 1973, that's the one with the brown album cover. Here are the Carpenters with Ticket to Ride.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The boy that's driving me mad is going away. He's got a ticket to ride. Got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, and he don't care.
Carpenters and Ticket to Ride from the number one album this week in 1973, the singles 1969 to 1973. Now, that's what I call music. Number two, compilation album was the number one album this week in 1984. And from that, the second song ever to be played on Bromley Radio, Queen and Radio Gaga. Radio Gaga. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah, okay. So the number one album in 1994, this week in 1994, was Pink Floyd. The album was called The Division Bell, and this is Lost for Words.
Yeah.
Floyd, that track there, Lost for Words, from the number one album this week, The Division Bell. And at the beginning of that song, which was this, I thought, this sounds familiar. Reminded me of something in a film. Top Gun. You know, when the planes are on the aircraft carrier and they're taking off and they've got this ballet going on with everyone getting the planes ready for flight. Yeah, that's where I'm thinking that came from. This beginning of that song there. All right. Just saying. Sometimes you hear things, you think, oh, that sounds familiar. Well, that's it. There is a no more. Thank you very much for being there, listening to this live on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Or indeed, you're here listening to this as the replay, which you can hear on a Monday morning at 10 a.m. Or indeed, you might be listening to this as a podcast, which is available at all your good podcast stores. And technically for us it's a broadcast, because it was broadcast and now it's a podcast. Have yourself a great week. We're back here next Saturday, 10 a.m. live. Have yourself a great week. Until the next time.